trying to do a Pixar movie.
I was
over
looking
here,
at
and you just
going,
had to add in a little
to
bit
poop
of
poop going friend.
No.
Friend. Hello, friend.
Are you my friend?
I love how that didn't occur to me at all.
You were like, nah, they're f***ing.
Life is a challenge. How do you get through it? Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice, then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
I love these headsets. They make me feel like we're in one of those, like a sporting event. You know what I mean?
Or like we're in a helicopter and we're
going
for a ride.
A little bit, yeah.
Let's go, everyone.
And the heat is on. Some 80s
this
fucking...
Yes. Good angle of the dangle.
That's a great angle.
Man, we look... Everybody, we all look amazing. Get in your chair. Let's see your angle. How's the main angle?
That's how much I didn't want to do my hair. That's why I wore a hat.
Same.
Do you know the problem is...
I'm in between days of washing.
It's because I'm wearing a black t-shirt. That's why I feel like Voldemort right now.
What does it say on the t-shirt? God's favorite.
Nice. She is.
God loves all of us.
Which God?
Whatever one you prefer.
Right.
Whatever one loves me more than my mom
did.
Well,
you're saying all gods. You're the favorite of all the gods.
Oh.
Wow. Ooh. That's a bold claim.
And welcome back to the show. This is a totally wholesome, not dirty podcast, but you know that if you're here, because only about five of you listen, and that's okay.
Wow.
Joining
well,
us
we love
today.
You
five legends.
Returning guest, Jeff Leach.
Hello, how are you?
Welcome,
Jeff.
Thanks
so much for having me back on.
It's comedian.
Nice to be here. You said you were awkward. So you said you put something in a message where you said, oh, I'd just be like awkward like I was last time when we did one together. And then you made a comment earlier on. What happened last time that you felt, because I thought we had a wonderful time.
We did have a wonderful time.
But did you feel awkward?
Every photo that DJ provided, yes. I look
shout out
just as autistic as I feel.
Like, all right, you did look a little bit
like
you
I
were
don't
being
realize
held
they were in the moment.
A BTS photographer, we don't have that shit. I don't see how often I like do the dinosaur hands or like my intense listening. I'm like Ray Gun.
There was a lot of this.
That's where she learned it, actually, was watching clips of this show.
I love them. They're like...
White women, eh? What are white women like? Olympics, literally. Finessed her way into the Olympics by the coach.
I could do that routine. I should try to recreate it. I can do the toe touches.
Do it.
I did it the other day and actually bruised my lats because I was making fun of it, like just to my man for fun because this is what I do. We still have sex. It's crazy. Woo. So, but I got little bruises on the side from like... my lats rubbing against the floor as I was doing the toe touches.
Yes.
It looks so dumb.
You have to show me. I need to see this.
This woman's getting jacked. She's an inspiration.
She's
making me work out in the backyard. I'm like, I need to get back on it because this chick's just going to become a superhero at some point.
Have you seen those biceps lately? Come on.
Yo, look at that.
I know.
Jacked. You got bigger biceps than me for sure.
That's
for
real.
For certain.
That's real,
100%.
Everybody. So many guys are
and
jerking
flexing,
at this right
I'm
now.
Really trying
I won't
right now.
Show you mine because you'll all be really, really like intimidated.
Yeah,
for
Laura's
sure.
a sleeper build for sure. sure.
And congrats with you know what I've been enjoying lately of yours is your push-up journey, right?
Oh, I thought he was going to say a music
no,
video.
No, not push-up, not
handstand.
Push-up. No, fuck push-up, handstands.
Yes.
Because I did a class in Los Angeles at circus school, and I did a handstand class, and
what?
I got really into it. And it's amazing how when you really dedicate yourself to something that, again, you couldn't do it a few weeks ago, or it felt like.
Yeah.
Like you weren't
or some
really...
days you wake up and you do 50 of them, and you just hurt your shoulder, and then you can't do them for a week,
well,
and you hate
just,
yourself,
you
and you're starting over.
Hashtag flexing on me,
there's
all right?
That.
You're just flexing on me right now. 50 handstand push-ups.
No. Like handstands. Like, and you can't hit any of them.
Oh, okay.
Do you know
all
what
right.
I mean?
Yeah,
the handstands
yeah.
are like trying to please a woman.
All
right. Right? Sometimes you get it right away, and you're just on that
you
next time,
Phew,
maybe
you
not.
Really, you really follow through with all of your
you're,
fingers.
You're opening
and
everything up.
That's what
the
trick is to both of those things. Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that banana bread?
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation. But you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
Delicious. Would you like to try?
You know what?
It's
my
really
mouth
healthy.
Is already a touch cottony in nature.
I wonder
so
why.
That's crazy.
What would cause
maybe the moistness of the banana bread.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to stick amazing. Towards for now, but thank you for the offer. I appreciate it.
Of course. It's an open offer anytime.
So this journey, you've been inspired by it as well or not? Because you're looking killer as well. What happened? Have you been doing a few f***ing handstands or something?
I wish. I'm working
planches.
On that.
I what?
You planch. Laura planches all the time.
Are you planching now?
I don't know what that is. Honestly. So like, I'm like this because I'm like super high. But okay. What is that?
Have you seen when I put my hands like this and I lift my feet off the floor?
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing that either. I am working out. So I go like 4 to 5 times a week to a gym, a regular basic gym.
Nice.
And I haven't.
What are you doing? What are you doing down there?
A little bit of cardio,
go
like
girl,
the rowing.
I'm just trying. This is for the 5 people that listen. Mm-hmm. This top tier content. They want to know what you're doing in there.
I've been rowing. I've been doing the spin bike. I've been doing a lot of ab work, leg work, back, all that. Like just different days.
And you've been so consistent too.
It's been like
I remember times
you
that
great.
You've
thank you.
But I remember times that you've joined the gym.
And never.
Then you do it like 2 or 3 times, we've done it like together once, and then you just don't do it. So to see you sticking with it is like,
if you stick with this for like 1 more year, you're going to be as jacked as her.
Let's
and
go.
We're going to be doing flex offs.
No, that's when eventually you have your like battle and you have to like.
We'll have to wrestle each other like Jake Paul and everyone else on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
To
everybody.
Stay relevant.
At 100 patrons, we will
wrestle.
We will wrestle.
Yo,
when
can
I'm
I
jacked.
Can I referee?
No, 100 patrons is the queefing. We have to go like
250. All right, you heard it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll run a clean fight as well. I won't let there be any kind of shenanigans.
Oh, like, you're not going to be able to stop shenanigans. You can't stop shenanigans when
I'll
it comes
ready.
To me and this bitch.
Let's get a fella as well because he's f***ing jacked. He can be another referee.
We're kind of shenanigans only.
Right.
We here. Only operate by the rules of shenanigans.
He should be the referee. I'll commentate.
What are the rules we live
we
by with shenanigans, Laura?
Post Malone
rule number
to
one.
Be a guest judge because, you know, he'd probably be down for that. I don't
he
know.
Would.
That
rule
sounds like something
one.
Post Malone would be into. Like, yo, here's a photo of the two hosts of this podcast. They're going to wrestle each other to the death.
Boom.
Are you down?
There'd ratings
be,
go up.
We'll provide wait. The Bud Light. He'll be like, man, I can't wait to be there. Thank you so much. That's so cool. That's so cool. And he'll be there. Front row,
that'd
front center.
Yeah,
I'm here for
should
it.
Should we do it as Ken and Barbie?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Even hotter.
Let's go.
We just keep bringing Ken and Barbie back every year.
They're kind of us. Yeah. That is like our other vibe, too.
I love that.
That's true.
You kill it with Ken. It's unreal. You really step in and method act, Ken.
It's the jawline.
She does.
Really well, it is. It is. It's that really strong jaw.
And
yeah.
those
yeah.
abs. I think
you have an anime face. Like you could, you are, you're, right? Am I wrong? It's very attractive. Like I'm not, that's not meant as a diss. I'm not being
it's okay.
A
it was taken. One.
Yep. No, I'm not being a piece of shit. You're a beautiful lady.
Anime
but,
is a
but
high
also
I'm
you have like strong features, you have high cheekbones, you got like strong jawline.
It's because I used to have a penis.
And now you have, yeah?
Cats out of the bag.
Amazing.
That rumor's been going around the internet.
No,
for
you know what? You're right because
sell it on eBay.
Yeah.
You're right though, because you know how many looks we've done like makeup wise, and she nails every single one. Like there is certain looks that people can't pull off.
No, but you are doing
she
great
pulls
work
off
together
everything.
On those shoots.
There,
I have a cool. face that can wear many different masks, but without one, you're not really sure what's happening.
Shut
what,
up.
What is it? What are you white girl features? They just all blend into one. Without, mm-hmm. Okay, I get it.
I'm so pale as well.
White
it's kind of just like Voldemort. It's like that little stormtrooper mask over there.
I love it. I love.
So nice. The dark circles.
Nice. So, but yeah, your journey has been very inspiring to me, and I'm sure a lot of your other, supporters online.
No drinking. Alcohol. Sorry.
Yeah,
water's
love
fine.
That.
Water's
mean, yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Water's great.
Tea.
Just getting up and doing something every day. And so the handstands impressed me because you've shown such a fast arc, which is quite difficult, but you just have to do it every day. It shows dedication.
Oh, and you've been working out hella.
I've been doing handstands for 3 years. It's only
oh,
like this
you,
past
I've
like 6 months
like
that I've tried
few...
to like
posting videos.
That's because I didn't post the early ones. It's, I should.
Ever since you stopped drinking, you started like, basically like,
well, in that case, I've been misled. You've misinformed me. I feel misled.
I'm sorry.
Why?
This is breaking news.
I hate to break it to you, but the internet will break your heart every day.
Wait, what? It's not all real. What are you telling me?
Yeah. So like the progression has been pretty quick, like the past 6 months, but for years, it's like, that's why I always tell people, if you want to actually do it, just stick. You have to just keep doing it all the time, because it's like the early stuff. It's like, I couldn't hold something for anything. I could barely stand up against the wall. It was just like a weird foreign movement. You have to think of your fingers as toes and like think about how you balance on one foot and like how everything moves. So your hands have to be like playing a little floor piano to keep you like balanced.
You're like a
feeling the vibe.
Like an autistic Beethoven, just
I always feel like an autistic Beethoven.
Really minuscule, tiny piano, but really lightly. But you're with incredible tension.
Like one of those.
You're playing a symphony as you're like trying to like. You have to like also. You have to tense your glutes. You have to tense your abs, and everything is just like.
Tight.
You get out, and
also though, a big part of it is also just pushing, imagining that rather than holding yourself upright, you're pushing the floor away from you, like you're pushing it away.
It's fucked.
You guys remember?
No, but once you get that, I feel like you get it. It gets engaged. You can get locked in.
And then sometimes you get really excited because you're up in that spot, and then you make one little miss move, like, and you can't get it back because your core isn't strong, or you don't recognize that movement, and then you just feel like shit. You have to keep doing it again and again, and then sometimes you feel good.
I ate a Wendy's spicy chicken burger and a Baconator at 1 a.m. last night. So you know what?
Shit.
Like, this conversation is. It's really bumming me out.
However, you went to the gym today. So
I did go to the gym today.
You kind of like
huge shit. It was fucking magical. It was like one of those, you know, when you eat bad food after not eating bad food for like a long time, your body lets you know.
It takes a toll, and it'll show you.
Do you think we're all being poisoned? Is that the plan?
I think so.
Yes.
For what reason?
Slowly.
What's
the
reason?
Saturated fats.
Ooh. Saturated.
It's actually like the number one. And also sugar.
It's sugar is.
You from the inside out.
Okay, but sugar not as much as saturated fats. There's, listen, my man's in like body science and all that. We listen to all these nutritional
including
information science
to the
podcasts
brain as well.
It can, yeah, but saturated fats have a higher likelihood than almost anything of giving you heart disease.
Right.
Like the lower that you can get that, the better. So there's healthy fats, of course, and all that kind of stuff, but that's like one of the biggest killers. I've been doing a lot of studies on it.
Right, right, right. Like
avocado.
Fats domino. It's a good fat.
Well, I feel like, well, you've been on a fitness journey as well, right? A bit for like the last time we were
I run around
a pod.
The block every now and then, yeah.
With your dog, you do hiking.
You know what I do? I get super hyper fixated on shit and I go fucking wild with it for a while and then I go off and do something else. So for a while it was like firearms. I'm doing all these CQB courses and I'm like getting trained to like be a little bit more fucking aware of how to operate firearms at a more higher trained sort of ability. I'll get into that for a while and then I'll go, right, now I got to learn how to jump out of planes on my own. That's my thing now. So
you're saying you're a sniper?
No, I'm saying like, no. My learning
is like a secret
agent.
He's like, I have to jump out of a plane. I have the gun shit now. Now I know how
to do it.
My
aim
learning
is perfect.
My learning is entirely rudimentary in all of these areas. I'm not a master of any of them. You have to put 10,000 hours
of
into
course.
Something.
I was
not,
trying
I
to actually
not done
be
that
ghost.
With any of these
agreed,
things.
But I mean,
I just like being very well-rounded. I like knowing how to. I've got my motorcycle license. I did an advanced motorcycle riding course. I've done advanced car driving courses.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be a little like Jason Baby Bourne. Do you know
right.
what I mean?
You do it proper.
Yeah,
you're
European,
not just jumping out
Jason
there going.
Bjorn,
look at me.
You know, I want to be like Jason Bjorn, and he's like, he doesn't really fight, but he's just like, but I know I can run if I need to. You know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. No, you need me to drive fast and
feel like the getaway runner.
With awareness, I can do it.
Total. And he's honing in his craft.
Ah, stop it. Pow, pow.
So we
he's
have
got
like
some,
a...
He's done a bit of craft, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I can see this as a character that you play.
But also Pilates. Jason Bjorn.
Pilates.
Jason Bjorn.
You need
I
to have like
it.
A web series.
How do I know these things? I don't know how I know to do these things.
It's like a gift.
Yeah, it's like a free gift from God. But he's like super like, he's like got an eye for decor. He can fuck it. He bakes. He makes banana bread that could rival that potentially.
Stop.
I don't know.
You can't.
I don't know if that this can be.
Banana bread? I'm ready for a little piece of the.
But now it's not fair because it's not fresh.
It is soft.
But there's from a taste point of view.
It's incredible.
It's still very. That's a moist loaf.
Yes, it is.
Moist.
I keep my loaves moist.
Thank you so much.
I don't know what to tell you.
Enjoy.
That's a moist loaf.
Would you like some?
Oh, it's got good. I got a nice little.
I'll go back sweetness in there. I'm not scared.
What are the airs that you're getting from the sniff
scent
of bread?
I'm getting fruit. I can smell the fruit. I can smell. There's a little spice.
There is. Do you know what kind?
Cinnamon, I think.
And?
Oh, shit.
Nut.
I think I'm getting high.
Nut.
Oh, my God.
Nutmeg.
I can see my grandma.
It's nutmeg.
Oh, my dad as well. He's dead, too.
Grandma.
I decided to make a good habit, and that's with Liquid IV. Did I hike up the mountains of Saxony, Switzerland, Germany without the assistance of Liquid IV? No. I'm not a fool. Do I look like a fool to you? No. I keep everything stocked up. And that's what you can also do with Liquid IV by going to liquidiv.com and using code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. Doesn't that sound like a game changer, Laura?
It does. It's a no-brainer.
And these are actually some of my favorite flavors. And these are actually what I took on my trip abroad. Unfortunately, Liquid IV is only in the U.S. right now, but don't worry.
Eventually.
I took that shit with me. Because it's got what you need.
Did you spread
for better
the
hydration.
Word?
I did.
Good.
I spread the word of Liquid IV. Much like I'm sharing it with you now. I don't know where my life would be without Liquid IV. I might be without a home. I might be alone forever. But instead, I know that I'm not hydrated because I keep Liquid IV. It goes strong. It goes hard in
it
the pain.
It goes hard. Yes, it does. Every day.
Have you tried the new firecracker?
I have. It's freaking firetastic.
This reminds me of childhood. God damn it. The heat of summer.
The 4th of July.
The 4th of July, a humid August morning. Sneaking down into that freezer that we kept in the basement. Popping one of these bad boys out.
Maybe two.
Maybe two. Maybe three if you have a problem like some of us in this room, if you know what I'm saying. You don't care. You're a kid. You burn that shit off quickly. Not anymore. Bad for your teeth. But you know what's good for you? Liquid IV. So you can bring back that childhood wonder with Popsicle Firecracker.
Yes.
Partnered with Liquid IV right here.
You don't have to feel guilty about splurging if you have a couple of these.
And if you're feeling crazy, you could get a mold of the firecracker and you could just freeze pops of Liquid IV. Did you ever think about that?
Mind blown.
Did you ever think about that? That's creativity. Liquid IV is being very, very, very creative with their flavors. They also have, Rainbow Sherbet also reminds me of childhood. We kept a big tub of it in the freezer and I just go in there with a spoon and totally not scoop it out of the middle. I didn't even care if it was freezer burned. Made it better. Crunchy. Delicious.
Love a good texture.
But I'm getting older. And the older you get, the easier it is to get dehydrated. So I keep this stuff. Bleep that. I don't fucking know.
This shiz.
All right. So you take this. And I'll take this. And I want you guys to take yourselves to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and experience better hydration today. You get 16 ounces of water, pop in one stick of Liquid IV, and you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to get all those vitamins and electrolytes that your body needs. So support the show. Liquidiv.com. Use code TWND. Goodbye.
Do it.
And I can't tell you any of the other ingredients because this is my best kept recipe. This banana bread loaf used to sell for so much. The raffles.
Oh.
The tickets people would buy to get in the drawing to receive a loaf of banana bread from my cam streams.
And worth every freaking penny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so I can never get out the
fucking
secret.
Piece of bread.
Heavenly. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Nice.
I mean, it's going to be
heavenly.
Part of the cafe staple someday.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-mm. Delicious.
No, that's moist. That's
nice. And nutritious.
Dates. Got nutritious. Dates in it.
There are some, but I can't tell you how many. There is a very carefully crafted way that this banana bread is created, and each time somehow it gets better and more magical and disappears quicker. Mm. So.
Yeah, I'm going to take some of that.
I can understand why.
When I leave here, I'm going to take a slice of that, put it in my... Oh, yeah. I'm not going to put it in the fridge. I'm just going to eat it tonight on my bed like an
animal. You should.
It might not make it. You'll eat it on the ride home.
Yo, I have
If I put honey on it, you can't really take it with you.
Oh, my God.
That's actually a rule.
You put a little bit of honey on that as well.
Just at the top. Mm-hmm. Toast it up. Boom.
Wow. Magic. She wants us to have diabetes, doesn't she?
No,
it's probably happened.
Okay,
by
so
now.
I love baking, and that's why I've been figuring out how to make
recipes.
You.
This is probably like three grams of sugar, but nothing else, or like
it
nine
is.
Calories.
There's literally like I can't tell you the exact amounts, but there is almost no sugar in that whatsoever.
Amazing. Well, because dates are like they're like damn nature's fucking
sugar,
sugary mm-hmm. goodness. We know with
also
very
high in potassium,
right.
So you can make things healthy and still make them taste good. I would say, if not better.
Listen, I'm ready to invest. You know, mm-hmm. you let me know what you need.
I'm starting a cafe when I retire. When people are done jerking it to me, so
we'll get you on Shark Tank. We'll be like, you've seen the videos. Get ready to try.
And then Jeff comes in and he's like,
he just,
I'll take
all the
it.
Banana bread.
Yeah.
All of it.
Sink your teeth into my buns.
Yeah, that's
my
perfect.
My banana buns.
That
Boom.
Is the motto.
Ba-ba.
Boom.
That's the motto. Yeah.
Maybe we could get bananas and pajamas to like
come back for this.
Mm-hmm.
They'd reform, I think. They'd do a, you know,
hell yeah,
a
one
revamp.
More tour.
They would pick up that phone and be like, we've been waiting for this call, actually. Thank you
we
for
heard
this opportunity.
You through the television
banana
when you were a child.
Banana-based sitcom series are just not in high demand anymore.
They will be. I could see that like brought back as like some like Rick and Morty type thing on
no,
Adult
I
Swim.
No, I get it though, because it's like, you know what it is? Is like, I feel like the banana people in general, bananas as a
did
as
you
a,
just have
as a,
that
as a people.
Ready
they're
to go?
Not even what yeah. they really were. They're so modified now. They're barely even like human by banana standards, you know?
How did
because there's no seeds in that. You can't plant big fat seeds. That should be like three times the size, a big thick fucking banana. And it should be like full of like
Whoa.
These giant seeds that you can fucking plant in the ground and grow more banana trees.
I'm sorry, are you shitting on the size of my banana right now?
I'm just saying that's
a little offensive.
That's been engineered by a fucking
Her banana's
a white
getting
dude.
A complex right now. Oh my gosh.
Like, oh,
so
fuck.
You can make it big, keep it long, but just make it thinner.
Hold
so
on. Put it in your mouth. Make it feel better.
Aren't too
make
high.
It feel better. Yep. There we go. We're back. And we're back.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. She's put a whole microphone.
That's how you
put
shut me up.
She's put a whole microphone in her mouth before.
Yeah, that's true.
Literally. It's like, it's happened.
I wonder if they still have that.
You get what I'm saying, though?
Mm-hmm.
I hope they
Even
do.
Bananas, which were like, that's a nice little healthy snack. Bit yeah. of fruit. It's like,
but there
is
are
it
places,
anymore? We don't know what the fuck it
but
is.
But there
anymore.
Are places you can go and they're huge.
Like, I'm saying like bananas yeah. is natural bananas. They had mm-hmm. to be. They were modified into that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
never existed as a species mm-hmm. of banana. That thin, long, no seed ones.
I read something recently, and I don't think this
so
is.
There's a lot of different types of bananas as well.
I don't think this is true. But so I have two ferrets, and they're carnivores, so they only eat meat. Or like treats of meat.
Right.
So
treats
like
of meat.
Treats of meat. Dehydrated meat or like dehydrated fish, right?
Right, right, right.
But like they, one time I was like just scrolling on Instagram because half of my feed is ferrets.
Right,
like,
right, right.
So this person's feeding their ferret banana and I was like, oh shit, that's bad. So I'm reading the comments like I would, you know, typically do. And like someone's like, didn't you know bananas are a carnivorous fruit?
A what?
Have you guys heard of this? A
no.
carnivorous fruit?
I
what the fuck is a carnivorous fruit?
Is this true?
Fruit? I'm looking this up.
And Does then it was like,
eat,
so therefore...
They eat
it,
insects or bananas can take in insects and
I
eat
don't
them?
Know. So I want to know what this is about. I want to know if you guys know anything about this. Like, carnivorous fruit? I didn't even know that was a thing.
No.
Are you looking
I've
it up?
I've never heard that.
Yes.
Get
down to the science of this.
What could it be? I mean,
you know, I just read it and moved on with
I
my day, but
through,
now
I
that we're
think
here.
Like, you know, like a Venus flytrap can like break down the body of
exactly.
of an insect inside it. Like maybe bananas can.
Yes.
Can,
okay.
What?
Can pineapples eat you too? Facts about carnivorous fruit. Pineapples produce a protein called bromelain, which can break down other proteins into acids. Pineapples can only eat small insects since they are not built to trap larger animals. The process of eating insects is very slow, so it cannot be compared to actual carnivorous plants. But pineapples, but does that mean bananas are I didn't know
so
pineapples
this is a thing
shit.
I'm sorry I dragged this into the pot
No, this is, I mean, this is,
I'm like, learning things. And I'm like, what in the world?
This is why I'm here. It's like to learn things like this. This
just
is
a
what,
little bit of knowledge.
Just and like, I like leaving here a little bit.
Would you
brighter.
Like some more banana bread?
Yeah, all right. So
it was so good, but I'm gonna pause on it for a minute. I think I got a little bit.
There's
orgasmic
more.
When
there's
I was
more.
Like, didn't want to. It was very tasty.
Are these? Is this real? Hang on. I never believe half the shit I read online.
See?
So
that's why I move on.
How do we know? How do we know if it's
if you
real
guys
or not?
Know at home that
pineapple's
five listeners
fruit.
Out there, call in if you guys know about carnivorous fruit. 702-900-6446. We want to know. We're curious. What it is.
What's going on? Are you all right? You look perturbed.
I just...
She
There's
might
so
be.
Much stupid bullshit on the internet that's just like people like saying things without any substantiated evidence.
Right.
And you see,
like, who are you?
Whatever you're looking, that's the thing about the internet, is whatever you're looking to find, you can find 50 things to support it, even if 50 things don't support it.
Correct. Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's true. All just stupid.
Yeah, because there's no journalistic integrity.
Especially when it comes to nutrition.
Yes.
There's just so many falsehoods about things.
And so many methods. And yeah. So many different, yeah.
But can plants eat things? Well, I guess the
pineapples
answer is
can.
Yes.
It is true.
And pineapples can.
Yeah. So I didn't say any other fruits,
I
but
don't
I guess
know
there must
bananas
be
bananas could ever physically eat us, but are they meat?
There's only one way to find out. Let it sit on your leg for a week.
That's
and
the thing,
see
like,
what happens.
Can they just like
it
climb
just
into
to
the
take
banana?
A bite
yeah.
One night? Now that's
it
a
just
fucked
fucking
up dream.
You
that's
three...
a fucked up dream.
Yeah, 2 weeks in, it just fucking hugs. Just gives you a little nibble.
You name it.
Yeah,
Henry?
It's all sludgy at the bottom, and it's just like a little. Oh. It's like a little leech.
I hate when bananas are like starting to brown. They look so gross that I can't. It's a great time to mash them
bread.
Up into banana bread. Yeah.
Wow.
Because I can't eat it unless it's like a firm banana. It's just the texture is way too fucking weird.
I can do a little bit of the browning, but if it's like mushy on one side, no. Banana bread. I'll be like, I'll bring it over here. I know I know you'll put
it
to good use.
I like when they're so soggy, you like bend it and then it just like splurges out.
No, I hate that.
You do.
And it's like a little bit like just water.
It's like
and
blowing,
some
which is weird because I like pimple pinching videos, but the idea of a banana like squirting out of the rind is just like.
Ah, oh, it's delicious. It's like so fermented. It's like some of those little flies flying around at the time.
It's a delicacy.
A few fruit flies on it.
Oh God. Not a fruit fly. Dude, I found a scorpion in my bathroom the other day.
No, I can't think of any more
what?
Anything more disgusting than what I just said, but
yeah. That's
I
why
mean,
I was diverting
we're
to the scorpion.
But we're
also,
here for it though.
Don't be scared of a brown banana, because like
I'm not scared of it. I'm not like, oh, a brown banana. I'm just like, no, I don't want to eat that. So I'll mash it up and put it in banana bread.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm just saying,
fair.
Like, I think that's when it says it's like sweet. It's when you open that joint up and it's like.
Yeah, that's why it's best for banana bread. Not for having a weird mushy substance in my mouth.
Mushy? We're not talking mushy. There's that sweet between. You know the in-between stage I'm talking about.
I know people like the in-between stage.
Like, it's like a little bit brown. Spotty.
Yeah, spotty.
Spotty. Freckled.
Spotted.
Freckled.
Freckled.
Not mushy.
And you open that shit up
a
so it's not
bit,
mushy.
No, because
it's
purely
still
ripe.
It's solid, but it's just got like almost like crystals on the outside of like.
I know.
It's just
I don't
sugar.
Like that. I think that's gross. I don't
now it's starting to sound like weed
wow.
with crystals
no.
on the outside.
So you like them just fucking barely green.
not,
they were
not
just
barely,
green.
No.
Like, they were just green.
This is perfect. Look.
You
want to
crunch into
banana.
It.
Put it on
I
your leg.
Wanna.
Let's see if it bites you.
I don't want to put it on my leg. Then I don't want to eat it later.
Damn.
Got lotion on. Do you lotion your legs, Jeff?
A little bit of lotion
I do,
isn't
yeah.
bad.
Good.
Okay. Not as often as I should. Like, not every time.
Do you
I
got
shower.
Ashy knees right now?
Nah, nah.
All right, good.
Nah.
We can hang.
We can hang. Yeah.
I've actually gotten way better about skincare because I have sensitive skin. I break out even at 40, you know, and it's mostly if I eat shit inside.
Yeah.
So, you know, but yeah, I just like started to get into looking after it recently.
You do facials and stuff, or like
I do, but not
you have
as
a routine,
again. Like not like super. I just like I got one of those fucking blue and red light masks,
ooh.
And so I've just started using that. I got all these products from Japan that
so
I use.
So you look like Iron Man
stuff.
At night.
Yeah, I use stuff, and even if I got any blemishes, I like you know try and tidy them up and or put a little something on it. I always wash with like a charcoal soap and stuff.
You know? You fancy.
Yeah. Nice. And then I got face masks that I'm starting to do once a week.
I love that. So I do all that all the time, like the masks and everything, because I love it. And now my boyfriend's like, hey, you're going to do me?
That's what I'm saying. Like men are taught not to like do that shit. It's still like a very outdated, regressive
So it's nice.
Attitude.
I like
but I think,
good.
Yo, a little self-care like that. It makes me feel good. I feel like nice.
You're going to look young forever. Because you're 58, right?
57.
Holy. Oh,
57.
Man, I'm sorry.
That's
right.
I turned 58 this year. So.
Look at that skin, everybody.
It's isn't glowing. It crazy?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Get those face
crazy.
Masks.
But no. I mean, also, I think drinking the blood of innocence.
It does contribute. That's what I've always found to be the most effective.
Yeah, and I looked up the you know, the kind of the exact wording of the curse, and it is innocence. It's not. They don't have to. It's not virgin. So like,
no, just
so as long as they're innocent.
Innocent.
So I'm not one of those who's like, I'm not Hollywood. I'm not out there drinking the blood of kids. That
no,
sounds crazy.
No,
never.
You know, I'm talking like 25 and above.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
You're not an animal.
You know, nah, yeah. You know, like the guy who, like, just like consistently cuts you up and then, like, slams on his brakes in front of you. He's driving, like, a car his dad bought him.
That's like every Vegas driver.
Yeah, exactly.
You just explain
that. And
it's
kind of
like the person in front of you in the queue who can't use the self service checkout just keeps fucking it up.
Yeah.
Because the people who are like that, right, at that point, I kind of feel like that's your peak.
Yep.
You've had your time.
And so, what a good time. Like,
not
why,
every,
why 50 more years
can
of
live
misery?
Forever on this planet. That's just not how it works.
It's not meant to
the
be.
The only certainty for the human existence is that it will cease
it will.
To happen at a certain
Are
point.
Are y'all hearing a fucking buzzing, or is it just me? Because I'm so sorry. Are you hearing it?
I'm not, but that's
Maybe
also...
Maybe is it high-pitched-ish or no?
Let me see. Nah, I think you're losing your mind.
All right.
Potentially.
Do you want me to hit
anything?
I've been
hearing it like repeatedly. It's like maybe it's my headphones.
It could be your headphones. Do you want to swap and see if it's you're hearing it?
So good.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, mine, because it got brushed by this cord and it turned it way up.
Whoa.
So my
I didn't see that.
I'm like, am I going fucking crazy? Like, you're I know like, I'm crazy, but this is wild. All right, cool.
Jesus, is that you?
Definitely not be Jesus.
Jesus. I mean, I feel like...
Speaking of facials, though, have you guys heard of the poo facial?
Oh, I had this girl who put poo on her face, yeah.
Why?
Because people were stupid and they want attention. But was it really poo, or was it a way for her to get a million new followers
and then
go and do whatever other content she actually wants to do and just pretend that she put her own
was
shit on her face?
Was it mud
mask? I feel like that's a big thing, though, because she has a partner, right? So it's like, that's something he could hold over her. You know?
What if fecal matter gets in your eye? Isn't that an instant eye infection?
You would think
yeah.
so. Yeah.
So like, it was it's very unhygienic. But no. I don't think she did it.
Was she saying there was benefits, though? Or was this just for attention?
She was trying it out, right?
So it was from this, like, study that they did about, like, putting how you can, like, preserve your younger fecal matter, because sometimes people need a poo transplant like later in life if you have digestive issues. And she took like something from
that
study.
They take shit from someone with healthy stool and they'll put it into your colon to like
even out the
create more or like help out.
Crazy? Yeah.
Like talk to the poop in there and like, oh, you got
this. And be like,
this?
Hey, you
got
to go like this way and change the.
You basically get someone puts a little poop dildo up inside of you, a poop pill.
It becomes a part of you.
There.
Their poo becomes a part of you.
Do you like this?
It's like, take in my poo.
You are brave. That is.
No, I think it's clever, though. Like, who did this
who
for the first time?
Out?
Whose
question.
Invention was that?
I don't know.
And
great
it helped.
Question.
Who did it help?
I wonder if it's named after the doctor who came up with it or whether
like,
they were like, nah, it's cool. You can just call it.
Let's just whatever the test
call
is.
It
that's
poop
what we
do.
Are they going in like rectally? Yeah. Or are they going in like.
I think it's rectally.
Well, I think you shit out a piece of poop and then they take that.
No, meaning like, how do they get it in?
A sample of that fecal matter and then they. Put it into your colon.
Maybe they freeze.
But
it.
Like here or here.
I think they go up your arse.
Okay.
I think that's the most
know.
Efficient. Like it's better than like cutting into
like
your system.
It's pretty
like,
direct, right?
Epidural,
it comes like out,
hit,
it goes
like,
in. So okay.
Yeah. They get a guy with a really big forearm, like a fucking Canadian logsmith, like a
like
fucking
when you see someone like birthing a horse, like and they're just all the way inside.
Right?
Like
I'm just really loving
and he's
our
got
conversation
a big rubber glove
and our,
on.
I'm just loving this.
And he just. Yeah. He doesn't even like lube it up yet. Doesn't even spit on it.
Of course
nothing.
Not.
And even
the rubber like streaks
up.
In and it's
like Saitama.
They don't put you under
he just
either,
fucking
but you do
one
come.
Punches your asshole.
A one punch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's just holding the poop in the middle of his fist, and he just punches in there.
He lifts you up like a puppet.
That was such an ugly laugh.
He opens his fist inside of you.
Sorry.
He doesn't even need to do it this aggressively, but he forces his fingers all the way open inside of you. And then he just drops the poop.
Starts.
Yeah, and he just goes. He just goes.
Whoa.
Full open.
And then he leaves it open and takes it out.
And then he pulls it out. Yeah. Pulls his hand out. Fully with his fingers open all the way out.
For fun.
Yeah. They come every time.
It's crazy.
For effect.
But that takes the edge off the fact that they've just put someone else's shit inside of you.
It
so,
does,
you know,
yeah.
You got something else to worry about.
Something.
You have been wrecked.
Right? Right?
This needs to be animated. Please.
I've got an animator, actually, who wants clips to animate. Maybe this is it.
The asshole and the fingers.
Oh my God.
We're looking for you, guy.
The poop getting released.
Yeah. It's just there. It touches the other one. Like,
yes, they kiss. They kiss.
Reunited.
Hold hands.
It fixes the whole system.
A corn and a poop.
Who are you? I'm here to save you. He just jives out, and the other guy catches him. The poop just extends his little arms and catches him.
Yes.
And they smush together.
Yeah, they like make love.
They go for
well,
the whole system.
As he dives in, they just smush up.
Oh, yeah.
No, the poop goes.
We want them to kiss, though.
Friends?
Oh, they ask
good
their
for
lips
them to kiss.
Oh, they're
touch.
Lovers.
That's how they fuck.
I was thinking they were friends, but they're lovers.
She
okay.
just had
she
to
went
like,
just, oh, you're just kissing your friends.
We were trying
now?
To do a Pixar movie.
I was
over
looking
here,
at
and you just
going,
had to add in a little bit
poop
of
poop going, friend.
Y'all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
Fuente.
No.
Fuente.
Hello, friend. Are you my friend?
I love how that didn't occur
what
to me at all.
Friend?
You were like, nah, they're fucking. Poop to poop. Poop to poop.
Insane.
I love it, though. I mean, when we discuss, like, if aliens actually came here, let's ask Jeff. What would you think you would do if an alien were to just come to wherever you were? Maybe you're hanging in your backyard, wherever
right.
you are, and they just approach you. I saw that, and that was...
Oh, no.
The most uncool thing ever.
It
rolled.
It for you. You're right.
You should have put it on your leg.
Hopefully.
Oh, it had a big old hair on it. Yeah. When it picked up as
you
well.
Can now put it on your leg to see
well,
if
now
it bites
I'm turned
you.
Off of the whole banana. That's over.
And that thought
so
is
so
like,
ends the love affair.
I have a goldfish brain. I forget what I was saying now. Oh, alien. If an alien came out of nowhere and just
right.
was right next to you, what would you do?
I'd say hello.
Right?
Yeah.
Hello?
I mean, I feel like I'm...
What if they didn't speak English?
Well, then I'd try and communicate with it somehow. Mm-hmm. Or I'd just try and think positive thoughts towards it and like be
right.
like, hi. See if it could connect or converse telepathically because I think other creatures can.
And make sure like they know you're not going to harm them, right? Like you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
hey, what's
I've
up?
I've taken shrooms and on the last couple of times that I've done my mushroom trips, I've channeled, which is a term I found out about because I talked to some friends about what happened. They were like, oh, you were channeling. I'm like, what the fuck is that? So I looked it up and it's like basically tapping in, like I became a little beacon for a space homie sitting on a planet
Yo.
Far, far away and who can talk that way because they're so much more advanced than us.
And this was shrooms only, not
yeah,
like DMT.
Yeah, yeah. And the whole time I'm going... Or is this my subconscious? Blah 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 blah. Like I know I'm high on shrooms. Like I'm not an idiot. Like I've questioned it. I've talked to my therapist about it.
That's really
but
cool.
But also, here's what I do believe. Like I believe one without any lack of certainty that there are other sentient creatures in this fucking cosmos. Like of course there are.
Agreed.
So I will assume that at least one of them is older than us, and that could be by. Millennia, hundreds of millions of years. You know what I mean?
We have no... Yeah.
We absolutely have abilities beyond what the average Joe uses their human mind and body for. Your working out is a testament to that. I think when people connect with themselves spiritually and truthfully, they develop new abilities and like powers. I truly believe that. Like, I think we're capable, our minds are capable of infinitely deeper shit, but we're so caught up in our immediate space and this three dimensions of this world.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I haven't ever experienced that, and I do a lot of psychedelics.
Yeah.
But the only one I haven't like really like put the effort into trying is DMT, and I now have it, and it's in a vape. But the thing is, I'm like, I know I need to be in the right headspace.
And probably with someone who's done it before, I would
say.
Safe,
protected, maybe at home, not in a party. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, not like in public. Like, I just like know that it's definitely going to let you lose like a little bit of your like senses for a moment, but it's only like a short period where like ayahuasca is like hours and hours.
Right.
And I know like that's amazing, but like I don't think I'll be able to handle that personally.
I feel you. Yeah.
Maybe one day. But like, yeah. And so the DMT is like inviting because it's so short. It's like
you.
A tiny little ride, you know, but
it's
you
like
gotta
be
ketamine
ready. Infusion, for instance, it's 1 hour in and out and you trip fucking balls and you go like, you completely leave your body. If you, once you give your way to the medication, because it's intravenous, kind of it happens anyway, right? And it's unbelievable. And it's like an hour in and out, no nausea, nothing. You come out of it. And I went and got a fucking pho afterwards and had a nice little soup and had
so
a chat with my mate. I was fine. Within 10 minutes, I was perfect.
Nice.
But then if I do shrooms, that's like a 6.5 hour, you know, I'm eating 7 grams and I'm tripping balls for
that's
6 to 8
hours. That's
a
high dose.
Yeah. And then I'm like, yeah. You know what I mean? And I didn't think I was talking to Space Homies until the last time. The time before that I spoke to him, I just assumed it was like higher power, you know, the energy of the fucking universe and, you know, love, the one energy of all things, or what everyone thinks a god is, blah, 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 blah. It's all the same shit.
Yeah, I totally like.
But then
like
last time he told me now, he said I'm a dude. He goes, I'm like you. I'm just on a planet far away.
And he's said, I'm just over here.
He said you don't need to. What he really told me is he said you don't need to do mushrooms to talk to me. You've already opened up that whatever you want to call it, third eye, this chakra to be able to communicate.
I've heard there's people that can channel or
it was
is that
super
what it
trippy.
Is? Channel and. An alien, you can chant. There's not a lot of people that could do that.
Or I'm tripping balls.
Yep.
And I just subconsciously want to fucking have a greater purpose. And it could absolutely be psychological. I'm not denying that as a very valid theory. I just feel like I've done enough drugs in enough different ways now to go, I'm just fucked up and tripping.
Yeah.
And another time where I'm going, I'm trying to form different words.
That's pretty.
And yet this creature is speaking through my own throat to me and like saying shit that I'm not thinking. I'm trying to form other words. And yet my throat is being manipulated in such a way to create the words this thing wants to say.
I mean, that's beautiful.
And I fucking terrifying. Yo. Like, it was trippy.
That's pretty. Yeah. That's pretty. Yeah. Because like but I've
it
never
said, stop
ever.
Stop doing mushrooms. Just start doing breath work and meditate. If you just do that every day. Eventually you will have the ability to communicate with me in this way, but without forcing your body to do something it's not yet capable of. That's fucking weird. It's like a dealer. That's
right?
Like a drug dealer telling you, yo, you need to go easy on the coke.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like I've been
Which
chill.
Has also
problem.
Happened to me.
But it's like at the same respect of that is like, that's why I haven't done the DMT. Because on the box, it says, take one hit for this, 2 hits and you'll feel this. 3 hits, it's like you really like are enlightened.
Well, for DMT.
Yeah. And like I've heard like that's something that you could like feel is like you're either like in a spacey like type of like situation where you could like channel an alien. I'm like, I don't know if I could do that right now. But like I want to try the one.
You just gotta let go and just dive in.
You have to.
And you'll come out of it having had some kind of ego death, some kind of you'll be changed for the better, honestly. Mm-hmm. Unless you have a history of psychosis in your family.
No, and I had
in which case don't do it.
No. I had the ego death with the shrooms and it was fine.
Beautiful.
I just knew like
I'm
I
not
probably
the protagonist
don't need
of the story
that.
Yeah.
So I went through that, but like this is a new a new thing, and like I treat these psychedelics with respect. You know what I mean?
Molly's just sitting over here, super awkward, saying nothing for ages again.
Sorry, but the alien thing.
I have nothing to add.
But
the thing, do psychedelics.
What's your experience?
I have ego death every night I go to sleep.
Oh my god.
We are talking about that, but the reason why I brought this up is because we were saying like Molly went to the poops as like connecting as sexual.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is with the aliens, she connected that as sexual too.
Do you think you have a sexual brain? Do you think
that's why I thought it was hilarious? I was like, she's got that mind. Was when you were like, we were just thinking they were going to be like a Pixar film, but she's like, they're going to fuck. These
I used to feel like
fuck.
That, I think, as well.
I love
I
it.
I can relate to it.
but
I think
not
it
even like
down.
Sexually,
just
sexually, just like funny. That's where my brain goes, is sexual. It always has. But when you're younger, it's like repressed by religion and your area and other things. And
is that what it was like growing up for you?
Yeah. Very religious. Yeah.
I love it, though. It just makes me laugh.
That's the whole point. That's why I do half the things I do, is to make you laugh.
And that's literally where I got from aliens to psychedelics.
Yeah, Laura wanted to give them a joint and like teach them how to speak with us and all that kind of stuff.
And
I was
hang
like,
out.
And then you can also teach them how to make money by doing content with us. And we signed exclusivity rights. We pay them really well.
And she's like, and then we retire.
We get consent forms. We talk to them about consent. We do all that kind of stuff. And then eventually we make a whole reality TV series called Probe Home.
Love that.
And then we retire.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start a bakery.
I can never retire like fully. I need to be working forever.
Well, if you fuck an alien, you might not.
That's true.
I mean, you might get to fly around the galaxy. I think if an alien came down, I would say, can I bring my dog? That's all I'm asking. Can I just take my dog with me? And if they went, yeah, it's cool, then I'd be like, bring me up.
Let's go.
I love my family deeply. I love my friends deeply. But also, yeah, if that opportunity came to me, I would fucking go in a heartbeat.
Like, I think you'd have to be like, yes, as long as my dog can come with me and live forever.
Yes.
You know, because otherwise,
no, I'm not
like,
worried about that. I think death is an important part of life.
Are you not coming back? It's like space and
well,
magic.
Live as long as
I
you,
don't know.
Then.
I mean, like, if you go off into the cosmos, you might not want to come back. I've moved away from home at a young age. I sort of started moving away and had a few little periods away from home, and then have lived like in the opposite sides of the world, you know, like New Zealand and America and stuff like that. And like, I love getting far away from what I know. I might move to Japan next year. That's the plan.
That's dope.
Yeah. I love it. So getting off world, I mean, I think I'd probably just keep going further out. Because I'm an adventurer and explorer. I'm not designed to whatever the fuck we're doing here on Earth.
There's so much more. That's why. I mean, like, you could just stay here in wherever you live, you know, and not
see it. I find joy in telling stories. Don't get me wrong. Like, artistically, creatively. I get it.
I love it, too. And then you've been having some really fucked up dreams. Like, this whole week, ever since... Do you want to talk about it? Like the non-smoking?
What's the form of the dreams? Do you mind us giving us a picture or a...
I could read some of the notes that I write to myself in the wee hours of the night, and I can't fully remember the dreams.
She gave me a taste of it yesterday through text, so it wasn't even the whole thing. You have to share this. Everybody get ready for this, because this is things...
little banana sitting on this table over here.
Should I put it on my leg to see if it bites me? I'm going to do it.
There you go. She's living on
your
edge.
No, kidding.
So, this was just from last night. Fought swamp creatures. Swamp kept eating luggage. Had to pull luggage out of swamp. Drowned in swamp. Came back to life. Swamp monsters.
What was that one about? Swamps?
Yeah.
It was mostly swamp theme, that one. Okay.
There was a whole quest. Like, when I read that, right, it starts coming back. So there's like a whole quest line where we finally end up at the swamp. There are all of these swamp creatures that we have to defeat. I'm talking, there are acrobatics. Like, I'm in first person of like someone that is performing an action and also at the same time watching.
Nice.
I've recently had a dream where I was a doctor in a lab coat operating on a person, but dissecting them like a frog. Mm. But I was also the person being dissected, looking up at myself, dissecting me.
Mm. I was like, that's some fucking Twilight Zone shit. But you don't even see that. Like, the person, like, seeing them.
Dude, that's everything. That's, like, the most fucked up thing.
That's that M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun, but nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
What is the other shit that is?
And it's all because she's not smoking weed at night.
I have a theory, but I mean, it's just too serious. It's too like.
But like you said, you had some dreams, vivid, weird dreams, like when you stop smoking weed.
I get crazy for like at least 2 weeks. I can't fucking sleep because
so maybe
I have
you're
these
after week
unbelievably
one.
Vivid dreams, and then after 2 weeks, it starts to slowly get better. I can sleep longer and longer, but every time I give up weed completely, my dreams are like, because you don't dream properly when you smoke weed. You just don't have rapid eye movement in the same way.
I had no idea.
So you don't go as deep into sleep. You're just like, you're knocked out because of the weed. It's just like, put you to bed. But you're not really like processing the shit over the course of the day. Mm-hmm. And that's why, because you smoke when you, maybe on days you don't, you get, oh no, you said you've had crazy dreams forever.
That's the weird thing. It's like no one ever
ADHD
believed me.
Or like mildly on the spectrum or some shit.
I had vivid recurring dreams that from childhood, like 3 or 4 that I still remember now and every now and then will have again.
There's nothing wrong with it. You're just like,
it's crazy.
Does it stress you out to have those dreams? Does it?
I'm just tired because I feel like I live like 6 lives in one night because I'll wake up from each like new movie in the middle of the night and then fall back asleep and have another one.
I mean, I don't know. These are the dreams that I get as well. So I don't feel like I don't think that's that crazy. But I don't dislike dreaming like that.
I don't dislike dreaming like that. It's just how tired I am the next day because I feel like I actually did it all, and that's like the fucking weirdest shit. Yeah.
You're like exhausted. Yeah, no.
Is it possible that you are, because you do train a lot? You are working on your body a lot. Do you think you're pushing yourself hard with regards to your physical journey? Maybe your body is literally
I'm not going hard. I've actually been taking time off.
Okay. Right,
because well, like not full time off, but the traveling was just like cardio and
I was thinking it was like jet lag related, but it's definitely not.
No, I was having
that.
Them overseas too.
Those dreams?
Yeah.
The fuck? I was like, here's are you eating too much cheese
maybe
at
you're
night?
Jason
no,
Bourne.
check this out. Let me see if I can
Jason Bourne.
Jason Bjorn. I've got to get that. I've got to build that into a sketch now. Jason Bjorn.
Well, you've heard of cheese dreams.
I don't fight. Look at my face. Why would I fight? Can't we just talk about this? Come on.
So this is
tell me who I am.
This is one that I had when I was in Germany.
Right, sorry.
Having to walk through trials, cake being torn apart, hair being picked up, pulled out, have to scream to the abyss how worthwhile someone is.
You're so fucking emo. This is hilarious. This sounds like the lyrics of a 30 seconds
it
to
could be. It's just like nonsense. It's
scream
fucking gibberish.
To the abyss.
It could be. We could start a band. These are the lyrics. Bitch, we have been waiting for these.
You're treating my fucking nightmares like an
this
emo
is a comedy
song.
Podcast. It's a comedy podcast, right? I'm being hilarious.
I actually think
listen,
that is genius.
One more time. Please read the end of it. I apologize. But I was just making fun because it's a comedy podcast.
No, I
but
understand.
I can see you getting serious. Like,
I'm
what
not
the fuck
serious.
Right.
No,
we're gonna be serious.
I think Jeff just likes to hear himself talk. All right, a coffin falling down after no harm coming, even though harm felt real. Body shattered. A bridge with stairs like rusty nail. Have to find the clues to get out. It does sound like an emo song.
That's it is. Crazy. And then where's the chorus?
But I actually
rusty
remember
nails.
Like.
Nails.
Okay. I just want to do the makeup for this video.
I think it would be a great horror movie because the way you actually see it in your head is like, damn. Yo, but then you read it out when it's like written in the night when I'm not awake.
You're like, ladies just did a music video. Well, you just said it did a song together, which was very fucking cool. That could be your next one. Take those that
and turn it into our own
turn
emo
it
song.
Into an emo song.
I'm
yeah,
in.
Get someone
My
to
Chemical
like,
Romance
yeah.
I'm style.
In. Like, yes.
Get like the curtain bangs yes. fully down the side.
Please.
Boom. There you go. You're welcome.
Please.
Should we do gothic,
thank,
like
thank
full
God
gothic
I love
makeup?
To hear myself talk.
Hey? Yeah, we're actually like pretty good at this music video thing. Who would
have
thought?
I loved it. I thought it was
Who
really cool.
Who would have thought?
Did you ever see my rap music video in my special?
Yeah, I watched it.
I didn't get to that point.
It's fun. I love people doing
fun
shit like that.
I need to finish it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to lie and say I did, though.
It's all right. It's been out a year. It's fine.
I'll get to it.
It's all right. There's still some people who haven't
watched
our music video. And I'm just completely offended by that.
Where are we at today?
Huh?
What are we at today?
Are you counting the views?
Yes, because we have actual, like...
No, we're only counting it for this purpose.
A contest.
So by September 2nd, what was it? By Labor Day?
Yes.
If it reaches 3,500 plays, Laura and I will be wearing bald caps for all of the September episodes.
Amazing.
And if it's under 2,500... I will be making bald cap content for my OnlyFans.
Amazing.
Which she might do it anyways.
Cool. I might do it anyway.
Might as well just listen and share with a friend.
What does that mean? Posing in lingerie with a bald cap on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not sexy, but sexy.
Yeah.
Because she'll still be in
what
lingerie.
What kind of level of OnlyFans content do you make? Is it photographs or do you do like sex on the OF?
I do sex. The thing is, she'll do it like Norman bald head. Because there's like really
so
sexy women with like no hair, right? And you would be one too if you had no hair. But
oh,
the thing
like
is, she's going to do it like Norman.
You should put a bull cap on, but you should dress up as handsome Squidward.
Yes.
I've thought about doing that before,
get
but
a
I need prosthetics.
Well.
I'll do normal SpongeBob.
Normal SpongeBob.
Let's do it.
Make me into handsome Squidward.
Yes.
Handsome Squidward.
I think this would
I
be
love it.
Amazing.
I thought about that so many
do you
times.
Think
I'm like, how
would
I do it?
We'll make it.
Have sex with you as you dressed as handsome Squidward. I don't know if I could.
We're at 1.3, everybody. So good job. We appreciate you guys. We love you.
you
but let's get
him.
Those views
never
up.
Never asked him.
No. Listen. I've spent days where I have felt like I'm the ugliest person in the world. And I have been. It still fucks. I do. If I wanted to fuck like handsome Squidward, we would fuck like handsome Squidward.
Wow. That's you confidence. Yeah. That is mm-hmm. straight out confidence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I believe
secure.
It.
All right, here we go. Handsome
Sorry.
Squidward. I think there's a killing to be made. This could
I
be
think
this
there
could
is.
This could blow up. The internet. It could destroy the internet.
Can you do it with a torso that looks like SpongeBob?
Oh my God.
Yeah, because the thing is with the torso dildos, if we painted it yellow, they are square.
Draw eyes.
Yeah. There's not arms
Wait,
or legs.
Now you're doing it as SpongeBob, not as handsome Squidward.
No, I'm handsome Squidward.
Getting fucked by
I make
SpongeBob.
The torso into a SpongeBob. Like I paint it.
Right?
That's fun.
Because it's like a square with a dick.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
And you're welcome, everyone.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
I love making cursed content. That's my favorite.
I was about to drink an empty glass.
It's crazy that I know I've drunk
I'm
so much
cool.
water here. Like we're.
I'm that cool.
I'm out.
Well, if we're out of water, does that mean it's time to wrap up and let everybody know where they can find you?
Yes, please.
If you like. Yeah, sure.
We've had a lot of great content ideas here today.
We've got so many things that we could like. Turn into, I imagine, probably 12 to 48 episode series.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for getting jacked and wrestling.
Next time I see you, you're going to look like handsome Squidward.
Just I hope so.
Stacked.
We could just be both of us handsome Squidward. We could do a whole podcast as handsome Squidward.
I could just be a torso.
You're the little SpongeBob. We can get you the cardboard thing. Or you just hold it in front of you. Listen, hold the painted torso in front of you during the episode.
Don't threaten your viewers with a good time because they'll try and make that happen.
Yeah, we want to. And get the views up. You guys, go watch the music
video.
You got
to go send this out to a few of your friends. Yeah, no, it's nice to be here.
Friends? This is the one.
And the five of you guys. And
that's what I meant. I meant your friends out there in the on the interwebs. Listen. I've got a special still out. Go watch it. Jeff Leach presents Comedy Spectacular. And also, I got a new podcast out. You ladies should come and do it when you're in LA, if you're coming down to LA at any point.
Yeah, you always podcast. Be welcome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Called Show Us Your Feed. And it's Show Me Your Feed. Sorry. Yeah. I keep saying that. And it's basically, we look at like comedian and celebrity guests, social media feeds, you know, they send us some videos that are on their For You pages and see how the algorithm thinks they feel about the world. You know, what's it picking up? Why are they seeing that stuff? Or what they see when they doom scroll. And then we show like three of our own clips as well. So there's like 9 clips.
That sounds awesome.
It's great.
Awesome.
It's very funny. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
I love feet. Everybody like, check it out. You guys need more. You know what I mean? There's not enough representation for feet lovers. It's not just men. I've known some women who love
this
their
is called
toes sucked.
It's feed. This is nothing to do with feet. It's just a pun. But also, I also love sucking on a nice pair of toes. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's
if
nothing
they're there,
wrong with
you gotta
that.
Suck on them. It's like if they're clean and they look
clean.
Well manicured.
Yeah,
you know?
Like clean.
Look at Laura's toes.
No,
I'd suck
don't
those
look.
Right now.
We are
toes.
Not. We are not.
Oh,
no,
nice.
No,
they look good. They look great.
I paid him to say that. Everybody.
Well, please go watch Jeff's special. We have a link
yeah,
in the
yeah,
description.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, I'll be at Jimmy Kimmel's in October in Las Vegas. Come out and see me then.
Yes!
I'm back
the
at Comedy Cellar in December out here as well. I don't know. You can find the dates on my website, jeffreyleach.com, and then at Jeff Leach on all socials. Yeah, thanks.
Hell yeah. This was awesome.
Appreciate
Thank you for
you.
Joining us.
Thank
this
you.
Was super fun.
Take it easy.
Two Bye. Times a treat.
Wait, sorry. We'll see you Monday.
Come.